from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson Mayor Rick Rector, running for re-election this year, has hired Hudson Development Corporation Board of Directors, Treasurer, and former Common Council President Don Moore as his aide for the rest of the year. Moore has resigned from the Hudson Development Corporation to take the job. Rector cited Moore's past time in City Hall for the hiring. Rector said, and I quote, "Don brings great experience in dealing with many aspects of City Hall via his 3 terms as president of the Common Council, in addition to serving the HDC and generally attending most city meetings," end quote. He replaces Brenda Mahaltz, who resigned to move to Colorado. The Hudson Development Corporation has 2 openings to discuss at its March 26 meeting at the Columbia Chamber of Commerce building as President John Gilstrap stepped down at the end of 2018. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Representative Antonio Delgado, who represents New York's 19th Congressional District, will hold his 10th and 11th town hall meetings March 9th and March 10th in Schoharie County and Broome County. Delgado said in a press release, and I quote, "A core responsibility of mine as a congressman is engaging with folks and hearing what's most important to them, whether they agree with me or not. And that's exactly what town halls allow me to do. From the very start of my term, the town halls have been invaluable in terms of learning how I can best serve and meet the needs of the communities here at home," end quote. Representative John Faso did not hold any traditional town hall meetings, holding just 1 public forum with special rules about attendance and questions. Delgado's staff has also created live web streams for each of his previous town halls, although at meetings in Germantown and Tannersville, there was not enough broadband service to stream the events without many interruptions. WGXC has broadcast each of Delgado's town hall meetings. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that not all local businesses in Saugerties like the blue stone sidewalk requirement in the village. Trustee Terry Parison said, and I quote, "One of the restaurants came to us and wanted to replace Bluestone because of their insurance, and they wanted to put in heated sidewalks for pedestrian safety," end quote. He says several local businesses don't like the cost of Bluestone for sidewalks. Parison said, and I quote, "A couple of years ago, there were 3 businesses that were denied or had to cancel their liability insurance because of the unevenness of their sidewalks," end quote. Officials will now review whether property owners should be required to continue using Bluestone when sidewalks need to be repaired or replaced, while the village replaces sidewalks on Main and Partition Streets. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Marble Rock House opens in Leeds March 15th, a new venue for live music. Palinville's Pitchfork Militia performed there March 23rd, and Saugerties bass The Rough Shapes are there March 27th. Bands will perform earlier than many other rock clubs, between 8 and 11 p.m., in the building that dates back as a hotel in the 1800s. Musician Terrence Lynch is working with owner Neil Murphy and says all types of bands will perform there. He said, and I quote, "We want this to be a place for everyone. Locals, New York City transplants, and tourists," end quote. The club will also serve Mexican food and local beers. The Marble Rock House is located at 1147 Main Street and online at themarblerockhouse.com. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.